That's my best friend. That's your carrying. Lord, I sure hate to see him go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky.
All my way in the on down by the bayou. Going down by the bayou. Oh, I'm gonna say a prayer for all of my friends, only my good friends. He said, call on to me, and I will answer you, boy. You never know about your good, good friends. Just like that old bayou. Just like that old bayou. I've been running ever since, y'all. Trying to find my way each and every day. He said, call on me, and I will answer you, boy. Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, get up here, boy. Yeah, let's go to town. Come on, Buck. Time I go to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Make no difference, ever he's a hound. You better quit kicking my dog around. I said, every time I go to town, y'all started kicking my dog around. Make no difference, ever he's a hound. You gotta quit kicking my dog around. Now I had an old mule and his name was Jack. I rode his tail and all to save his back. His head flew up and his tail flew back. Whoop-ah, Jack.
Cold bed. She may have quand il dépêle. Oh oui, oh oui, j'ai travaillé dans ma vie. Oh, oh, dans ma vie. Il fait les mains, elle a amassé le coton. Il vit les mains et coupe des cornes. Oh, il joue quelque chose comme ça.
Two past 11 o'clock in the final segment of Zydeco Sans Passale, JBMC, every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. We do it right here on this station. Also, I want to remind you that Running of the Rams on Saturday, March the 2nd, we have it from 7 a.m. And the run actually gets started at 7:30. And run and walk, in case you want to do that. The 5K run will begin at 8 a.m., and all is going to take place over in Scott, Louisiana, at Acadiana High School. So if you need some more information, why don't you just call Acadiana High School at 984-2646 and speak to anyone there, and they can also tell you exactly what you need to do and register for Running of the Rams. All proceeds benefit the Acadiana High Academy of Business and Finance, and that's all going to take place on March the 2nd. So you got that? Also, Leroy Thomas is going to be over at yesterday's nightclub in Lake Charles tonight. Not yesterday, but today. Over in Lake Charles at yesterday's nightclub at 9:30. Music will get started around 9:30 in Lake Charles, Louisiana. So you got that. And let's see. We didn't get a call and say there won't be any barbecue on St. Charles Street. There probably will. And so in case that you want to go out there and have a little fun and eat some barbecue, we'll tell you the exact address in a little while. So stay tuned right here. All right, Carolyn, good morning to you.
Good morning, John Broussard.
And you're visiting with us on this beautiful Saturday morning.
It's a great day, yes. And thank you for making this forum available for me to talk about the Shining Light Foundation.
Anytime.
Great. John, appreciate your being on the board of directors for the Shining Light Foundation. It's a nonprofit 501c3 organization, and our mission is that every child's light should shine. Don't you agree?
No doubt about that. And what we do, we provide scholarships for what? We do what?
Grades K through 6 in public schools in Lafayette Parish. Mm-hmm. I wish we could do the whole world, but we're just going to expand out into Lafayette Parish for now. And we've got an exciting new program. We're having named scholarships, and we would like to ask the listeners to nominate someone who has inspired young people to be a success, to choose, make healthy choices, wise choices, so they'd grow up to be like you, John.
Yeah. I don't know about that. And I was telling you, we were talking about that earlier, and people sometimes don't know my entire history.
I've known you a long time, but, John.
But that part you don't, you know part of that.
Everything.
From that to now, that's what it is. But seriously, what Shining Light provides is a financial scholarship for our students. And we were talking about that earlier with Erica and high school and elementary and college. On many of the students who are not, sometimes don't take advantage or not given the opportunity to be able to try out and test their talent and their knowledge and could become some and become a very successful person. And what we do at Shining Light, for an example, is musical instruments.
Oh, yes.
People who are testing their knowledge or their ability, their talent in music, and trying to, let's say, join a band and trying to get an instrument who cannot afford to buy one. But at least what we do is help them to rent one during the school year. And that's all taken through Prof. Ernie. Of course, he's assisting. And remember this, that Shining Light is a nonprofit organization.
What we want to do is create a series of named scholarships. Now, this first one, we're accepting nominations for it. And you can send your nominations to Post Office Box 6062 in Lafayette, Louisiana, 70596. And write us a letter about the person, man or woman, who has inspired you to be successful or has inspired someone you know. Mm-hmm. You can create a named scholarship if you want to honor someone. If it's for a musical instrument, that usually costs us about $500 to rent an instrument from Prof. Ernie. But if it's a field trip, sometimes as little as $10, usually more around $50, from $10 to $50. Lets a kid participate in the school field trip instead of staying home when everybody else is going.
And that's the whole idea. And all of us, I think that the majority of us, would love to see students, young kids who are coming up, and would love to see them become successful rather than staying out of problems or trouble and to become a very successful individual, at least to test their knowledge and their talent to see whether or not they would want to be a musician of some sort, or even, not only a musician, but also to become exposed to different things. Taking a field trip, for an example. This is what Shining Light. But since we're talking about naming a scholarship, not necessarily, it can be a musician of some sort that you may think of.
It could be.
That you would want to name a scholarship after. It could be anyone like Buckwheat, for an example. I'm just coming up because we play Zydeco and Zydeco music, and because he has been an inspiration to a lot of people throughout the world because of his travel and to advertise and promote the Creole Zydeco music that we are so proud of in this part of the country. You may want to name a scholarship after him. And he may call and say, look, I want a scholarship be named after me, and this is what I'll do. And I'll put up X number of dollars and to offer a scholarship to someone, a student that would love to want to pursue his or her interests in music.
That'd be fabulous.
And, you know, we got all of these musicians that are listening. We play the music for them. Keith Frank is one. Mm-hmm. Also, is very popular in this area. I'm just throwing out some names like this.
Great
one
ideas.
Of them was Leroy Thomas. I just said something about him. He playing at one of the places up in Lake Charles. So we're going to do more about that in the coming months and days.
Let me mention our website.
Yes,
if you want to know more about the Shining Light Foundation, just log into our website, shininglightfoundation.org, shininglightfoundation.org. And that's where teachers and principals and band directors submit applications. We don't take them from parents, the request for scholarship. But we'll take those applications after the teacher submits them. But we want your nomination for the named scholarship, and the first one we will fund. Shining Light Foundation will fund it.
Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you for coming in. 39 past 11 o'clock. Let's get back to music. Thank you for coming by. It is exactly 44 past 11 o'clock, and we have less than 15 minutes left in the program of Zydeco South Pasale. Carolyn, we were talking about the scholarship and naming a scholarship after a famous musician or a person, not famous, but necessarily.
A good person.
A good person that would love to have a scholarship named after he or she.
Yes.
And we got to make sure we put that. You got to be he or she on this.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to tell the folks again exactly how and where they can do this? When can they do that?
They can nominate someone to be the recipient of our first named scholarship by writing a letter. And the board of directors of Shining Light will evaluate these, and John's on that board of directors. Mm-hmm. If you'll send that to Shining Light Foundation, Post Office Box 6062, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70596. Or you can go to our website, shininglightfoundation.org, and learn more about it. If you want a scholarship, if you want to create a scholarship named after yourself or someone who has been a good influence on the lives of children, then really you could fund a scholarship for a musical instrument for about $500. And if you want to fund it for a field trip, those field trips cost as little as $10 up to $50. And you just tell me what school you want that to go to, and we'll inspire that student by knowing that you cared. You cared about that child's success.
What grade levels are we talking about now that the scholarship will go to?
K through sixth grade, John.
Okay.
We figured kids older could mow yards or something, but what's a little kid going to do?
That's right. That's right. That's right, too. And the grade level, again, is K through sixth grade. And so you have the schools that actually have K through six, and you would want to possibly name that if you would like now. And we're talking about it's an annual scholarship.
Yes. Well, you can create a perpetual scholarship, and our budget says about $10,000 for a perpetual one.
Okay.
You can create a 10-year scholarship for about $5,000, but you can create a one-time scholarship for as much as you like, as little as you like, and we'll see to it that it goes to a child who would have been left out of the school activities if not for you.
Good. So we have the information that we need, and we're going to take care of that. And I think that my co-host will probably be the very first one who's going to be calling in and wanted a scholarship named after him.
In fact,
we might do that together.
Wonderful. That'd be great, John.
Yeah, we might do that.
You've inspired children. You've shown people how to be successful and respected in the community. You're a good example.
Well, thank you very much for those compliments. Anyway, 47 past 11 o'clock. 482-6991 is the number. JB, your host.
I'm bad, cause I'm gonna do my thing with or without you. And I won't look back to see where you at, cause you can't say that I didn't love you, girl. And you sure can't say that I put someone above you, but you still treat me as if you're all back. But now it's time to quit, and I want your best back. Oh yeah.
Come on. Zydeco is fun. And the young is all in it. Zydeco is fun.
I think Zydeco is definitely fun.
Why you say that?
Because everybody want to get on the bandwagon.
Well, John, you know we got to learn how to play. This is our year to learn how to play something.
I already know.
Well, then I need to learn. You already know.
You haven't heard.
I tell you what. You play, I'll sing. And I want to see how that's going to come out.
Well, you played one selection this morning. And I was trying to figure out how did the band ever got together and played.
What was it?
Because the beat was, everybody was making... playing
had their own song.
Their own beat going.
But that happens.
And then finally, in about the middle of the song, they finally got it together.
You got to understand, that was an a la carte song.
A la carte.
Yeah, everybody.
A la carte.
They played their own piece.
They said, I got the cart.
Yep. Don't forget, okay. The blood drive is going on until from 9 to, it's going to end up at 2 p.m. this afternoon, and that is for Kevin James Hall, and that is going on at the Mamu Teen Center. So if you have an opportunity to give life to someone, go out and give blood today, and that is for him. Mr. Huval called this morning. John didn't get a chance to play his song. You know, he always calls in. All his kids in Indonesia. You remember him. Michelle called, talked about her father who passed away, and that is for Gerald Ozan, that we have his services. Will be Monday from 8 to 12, and that will be at St. Anne's Catholic Church. And that will be happening Monday, and that's for all of you that may know Gerald Ozan, who lived in Houston originally from, I guess, the area of Opelousas. And Brandon Ledet was going to come by this morning. I guess he didn't get an opportunity to come by. And that's pretty much all we had, John. Roscoe Chenier, of course, have his services also. Will be going on this weekend, I think it is, John?
Yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Okay,
so they've already had his services. All right, and that's about it, John. I want to thank everybody to have been with us since 8 o'clock this morning. And don't go anywhere. Herman Fuselier is coming right behind us to continue that great music. Et souhaite que tout le monde ait un bon jour aujourd'hui. Et ça va continuer. Est-ce qu'on est passé peut-être toujours un peu fraîche d'ailleurs? C'est le temps pour...
À peu près, le haut va être à peu près 55.
55. Moi, je voulais couper mes herbes, mais ce qu'on n'est pas...
Non!
Ça, c'est trop fraîche?
Non,
c'est quoi? Oui, mais les herbes, elles ont dit un peu grand mou.
Ah, c'est juste des petites cloves, c'est tout.
Ah oui, mais gars, ça peut rafraîchir, mais c'est temps pour du boudin et des gratons.
Des gratons avec du sirop.
Oh, mais toi, t'as pas essayé de faire des... OK, ça fait, on va continuer. Oh, des patates douces aussi. Ça va aider, ça. Si tu manges des patates douces, ça va t'aider.
Des patates douces avec du lait.
Ah, oui. Ça va réchauffer le corps. Oh, oui, ça va réchauffer le corps. C'est garanti.
Ben, il y a une minute qui reste sur le programme de Zydeco Sans Pas Salé avec JB et MC. Don't forget to join us next Saturday when we'll be back here at 8 a.m. with the best in sounds of Zydeco music any place in the world. And we want to thank Carolyn French from Signing
Absolutely.
Light for coming by. And don't forget, the scholarship is still open.
It's still open.
Yeah.
So and Professor Erica, who came by this morning, we certainly want to thank her for coming by this morning and doing such a good thing. And she has such a great deal with that. It's a beautiful thing. All right, we're going to go home.
Yep.
And see what's next. And Herman Fuselier, John, you just took all his time.
That's right.
I know. I figured you did. Okay. Let's give it to Herman, John. Let's get out.
Herman. Give it a night. Hold it tight. Don't let go now. Velcro. Zydeco.